Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of 8-Bit Saga. I know we're doing this a little bit different, and I'm at the very beginning of the show instead of, like, right in the middle. And that's because this episode is a little bit shorter than most of our other ones, so I didn't want to break this episode up into two halves. So we're just going to do all my shit that I do during the middle at the beginning, and then we'll just jump into the episode, and it'll just go on from there. Hopefully this is up as close to June 2nd as possible. I realize it may be closer to June 3rd at this point. And that's just because we went to Alamo City Comic Con last weekend, and we had a booth there, and it was a lot of fun. We handed out a ton of flyers, and if you're a listener that found us at Alamo City Comic Con, let us know. You can reach us at on our Twitter, which is at 8bit_saga. You can find us on Facebook at the 8bit Geek. You can our emails and stuff are all on the 8bitgeek.com. You can also go to the 8bitgeek.com, and you can find a link there at the very top of the page. There's like a little scrolling header thing, and there should be a link for Discord. If you join our Discord, we have a text chat that you can talk to a lot of us there and other fans and discuss what you think is going on with the show and talk to us about Star Wars and all that fun stuff. So you just contact us and let us know if you found us at Alamo City Comic Con. So as I was saying, we had the booth at Alamo City Comic Con, and that kind of cut into my typical editing hours on the weekend, and so this it pushed me back a lot, and I tried to do as much as I could during the week, but it was just slammed, and just had a rough time getting around to editing it. But I got a lot more done today than I was anticipating, so I'm hoping that I can get this up and out to you guys as soon as possible. Again, hopefully as close to June 2nd as I originally promised. I know I tweeted out and said that it wasn't going to happen this week, but again, I got so much done that I was like, I might be able to finish this tonight. So we'll see. We'll see. Who knows when this lands, but hopefully it's, like I said, around June 2nd, June 3rd. Make sure to check out our other shows on the 8-Bit Geek Network, such as the flagship show, 8-Bit Geek, if you want to listen to just nerdy news, talking about video games and movies and whatnot. 8-Bit Legends, which we need to finish that show. The season finale of The Flash and Arrow and Supergirl and all that were right before Alamo City Comic Con, and we didn't get a chance to record the finale for that in our reviews. So, we need to do that. But anyways, you can go check out that show, and it's just talking about, again, the DCCW TV shows, and just a review of them. Divas, Dropkicks, and Dives, if you want to listen to a show that talks about sweaty men touching each other's junk, a.k.a. wrestling. That's hosted by Mike and Kev, and they do a really good job at it. Also, we've got Brainberry Tarts, which is a like life advice podcast by Rain and Deb. The two ladies here on the network. Rain also does 8-Bit Legends with us. And it's apparently funny. I don't know. I haven't listened in a while. I'm really terrible at listening to my own network's shows. And speaking of, the last show on the list is Garbage Day, which is like a sketch comedy podcast by Jer and his buddy Little Stevie. If you want to pimp some 8-Bit Geek gear, go to 8bitgeek.threadless.com to pick up your shirts, such as The Saga's got a cool shirt. All the shows I just listed, we've all got shirts there. If you get them in the tri-blend, they're the most fucking comfortable shirts of all time. A lot of us were wearing them this weekend at Alamo City Comic Con. It was cool. If you'd like to have a character named after you, you can do that by tweeting at us using the hashtag 8BitSaga. And we'll name someone after you. I think in this episode we had Bradasaurus. And the last episode we had were Bicky. Both of them are listeners who had characters named after them. And there's a bunch more coming in a later episode. Not in this one. Next episode should be released June 16th, if all goes according to plan. We have recorded earlier in May a one-shot episode with Kev that's going to be exclusive on our Patreon. I know Caleb was almost done editing that. To get access to that, make sure you are a patron over at patreon.com/8bitgeek. For as little as $1 a month, you get some pretty cool exclusive content like the Ghost Pepper Challenge that we did in Alamo City Comic Con, an interview we did with DMC from Run DMC, also at Alamo City Comic Con, and again, this upcoming bonus episode of 8-Bit Saga starring Kevin WK. So, patreon.com/8bitgeek. Let's just get to the show. I've already wasted like 5 minutes of your time. keeping you from the show. But again, this is all the stuff that's normally in the middle. So let's get started. Here we go.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Episode 16. The crew of the Tin Sparrow have returned to Nell Hutta, presenting the legendary Logue Dagger to Verbok the Hutt. And now they await the Council of the Hutts to help Verbok claim his rightful seat. Having a few days to kill, so far the crew have spent their time shopping and replenishing their supplies, buying upgrades for their ships, and collecting bounties. With one bounty taken care of, their crew head after their next target. All right, so you guys go turn that in. Chubra buys himself a couple shots, feeling good. He's happy.
I'm also drunk now.
He's also drunk
because
now.
Because I'm 3 feet tall.
He's 3 feet tall.
So two shots and he's drunk.
It's at this point.
What'd you say?
It's drunk. That's slurring. And
yeah. Yeah, I can't even understand that.
Yeah.
Bang on the box a little bit.
Fuck. Woo. Damn.
All right. It's about noon at this point. You guys trek down
That's
there.
That's a great morning.
Wow. We got so much accomplished.
Yeah. Just made 20,000. You guys pretty much just paid for the ship again. Like, you just made all that money back.
Awesome.
Pretty just much. About.
Let's go get Brachiosaurus.
All right.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Well, fuck it. One. Let's do another one.
So you guys travel through the city. You reach the outskirts. It takes about an hour to get out there. You find the dingy dagger.
I just start reaching in my pocket, taking out that knife.
One,
what? No, no,
two,
no, 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 no. Put that away.
It's
put that
not,
away.
It's not that kind
of...
I can hold on to that dead knife for you while you are intoxicated.
Is there any place where we can get some bread? Maybe some bread and coffee?
I was hoping that the hour-long walk out there would kind of sober him up a little bit.
Yeah, you would hope.
Well,
hey, reach in your pocket, get a zippy locky out, and then eat something from it.
Reach my pocket, I just pull out a bag of butter. Just dip my paw in it. Just start licking it off my paw.
Bantha butter.
You want some, kid?
Nope.
Shove it out.
Nope.
All right.
You just shove it in his mouth.
Where has your hand been?
I'm actually going to climb up on Sawbone and just, like, lick butter and just ride him for this ride.
God, it's just, like, on my back.
Yep.
Please don't get that butter on me.
I got no promises, man.
You guys walk into the cantina. It's, like, 1 in the afternoon. It's pretty empty. I mean, even for Nell Hutta, there was only about 7 people in here total. But you see there's only one Selkath, and he's up at the bar. And he's got a human and a Rodian next to him. And they're just... drinking, hanging out, not doing shit.
I'm going to walk up to the bar
and
have a seat at the bar.
All right. A little like robot waitress rolls up. She's like, how can I help you, sweetie?
Yeah, can I get a Long Island iced tea?
Sure.
Thanks.
Because why not?
Yeah.
So she pours you.
There's probably a Long Island on some planet somewhere.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
You guys don't know.
There's a planet called Long Island.
Yeah.
It's just a planet called Long
or
Island.
Or just a spot on this planet called Long Island.
For sure. So she makes you the drink.
I'm going to sit there and sip on my drink.
Yeah.
I'm talking to the guys on the comm, and I'm like, hey, come join me at the bar.
I walk up to the bar, and I ask her to fill my water spray bottle with water.
Yeah. So she does it.
Thank you.
I go up. I ask for an old fashioned.
All right.
You got it, sweetheart.
I go up.
Thanks.
And I ask her to fill my spray bottle with alcohol.
And she's like, you know I got to charge you extra for that.
That's fine.
And she fills it up.
Sweet. And I turn it to stream mode, and I squirt twice in my mouth.
Let's see. Y'all two drinks cost 10 credits each.
Cool.
25 for you.
Just a really cool alcohol delivery system.
All right, so you guys are sitting at the bar.
Just chatting him up.
You're talking to him.
I mean, I'm just chatting the guy next to me. I'm not necessarily talking to him. It's his friend. So I'm just like shooting the shit.
Hey, man, how's it going?
With like which one, the human or the Ronin?
Chatting with the human.
All right, racist. But
I'm a chiss. I'm blue. How does that make me racist?
Yeah, you're such a racist.
Yeah, what a racist.
Speechless.
And I have a visor on, so he doesn't even know that I'm blue.
How are you drinking?
Yeah.
You're so right.
Do you have a little straw?
You take the helmet off.
Was there like a button that I can...
He doesn't know how.
You take the helmet off.
Helmets,
how do they work?
There's got to be like a button that just like goes, like the visor just like...
Take your helmet off.
Yeah, okay.
Just take it off.
Take helmet
it
off. It took, okay. Why do you need the helmet on?
The thing.
I just always walk around with it on, I guess. I just put this on. I don't know.
Man, I was born Someone in the forest. What's your excuse?
He hasn't taken armor proficiency helmets.
I wish that was
it. I say we element of surprise all three of them. Just real quick.
You just want to walk up behind all three of them and knock them out?
Yeah.
Or you let Kenobi do some talking.
Let's let Kenobi do some talking.
Yeah. Every situation that you've been a part of has always been smooth sailing after you tied to him. So
let's go, Mark.
Yeah, sure. Yes.
So you're up.
Let's do it.
Let's see where this goes.
All right. Mark. Okay.
Hey, what's up?
Let's work out a goal first.
Cool. And I just walk over to the guy.
Yep. You know, and I'm just going to turn to Willie and be like, you know, Strike one, shame on us.
Strike two, shame on him.
Yeah, strike two.
I'm just going to get up on the bar and walk next to Kenobi on the bar towards those guys.
The robot's like, excuse me, honey. No, you can't walk on the...
Oh, you're come so on. Cute. What's wrong? Yeah.
Cute chat.
Yeah, cute chat.
Honey, I need you to get down, please.
Oh, fine.
I'll hop down on her side of the bar.
Honey, I need you to get on the other side of the bar, please. I'm tending here.
All right, fine.
I scamper on out from behind.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
They all just kind of look at you.
Cool, okay, not talkative. Well, I got some news for you, okay? I'm going to be real honest with you.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to be real honest.
I put my hand
now,
on it.
Which one of you is Wabik?
Nope.
Which one of you is... sorry, we killed a guy just a second ago.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus.
Hold on.
No.
Hold on.
Brontosaurus.
Oh, here it is.
We're very suspicious about it.
Brontosaurus? We got a Brontosaurus here? That's you.
I hate to say it, but that's me.
All right, listen. You got a bounty out for you, and I'm going to give you a couple options, okay? So, your bounty?
All their hands go to their guns.
Hold on. I run up.
No, you don't have to.
I'm just running up to your side.
Let's see here. One of you, it says dead or alive. So just to inform you there. Okay, so you got, if you look down the bar there, you got one guy here. There's one. Oh, hey, what's going on?
Seeing how things are going.
Well, he's here. He's accurate with his pistols. We got the chub rub. He'll gnaw your legs off. Okay, and you see that guy in that armor, that his helmet is somehow fitting. I don't. Ignore him, but he's good too. Okay,
he's good too.
And then
I mean, I shoot people in the face.
And then I show him a little lightsaber off.
Uh huh.
So you can come quietly, or we can just kill you here. Doesn't matter. What do you want to do?
Yeah, listen, I'm not going anywhere, and I'm not dying today.
Cool. I guess we'll do this the hard way.
Hold the goddamn phone, man. We just came here to drink and talk some business. Ain't no need for no violence. We can sort this out peacefully. Just put your blasters on the counter. Let's just talk.
Mind trick?
Okay, roll it.
32.
Fuck. Okay. Then he puts his blaster pistol, on the bar behind him. And his two buddies, they don't put theirs down, but they definitely kind of drop them a little bit. Because they see him put his down.
Yeah, man, look. I'm sure this whole bounty thing is one big bullshit misunderstanding.
No, it's right here. It's right here. And then I turn my data pad. That's his face. And I show you. And I show Brontosaurus.
Whatever. Bartender, let's 3 rounds of drinks. Come on, let's do some shots.
You said three
rounds of shots.
3 rounds of shots.
Yeah.
3 rounds?
For them and
shots?
For me, not for Mark and Obi or no one else. Just them and me.
Them
and me. But I want 3 shots each.
Okay.
You know what happened with 2 with you, right?
You're too small for that, man.
You're too small.
I'm just working
it out. That's 120 credits.
I give her 200.
Thanks, sweetheart.
You guys want to do a shot with me? Come on. Let's just drink.
They
drink
don't holster their weapons. They keep them down. But they still have them out. But, yeah, they take the shots.
All right. I'm going to stealth to just, like, dump the shot behind me.
Okay.
21 to dump it behind me.
Yeah, he doesn't notice. He takes a shot. When he tilts his head back, it was when he misses.
Without giving them a break, I'm going to, like, pick up the second shot, like, look at them, and, like, do the same thing. Try and get them to follow suit.
Yeah. They don't notice the first.
Yeah, that's 35.
On stealth?
Yeah, to just, like, dump it. Like,
come on, pussies, keep up. I weigh fucking 13 kilos. What the fuck?
Yeah, no, they didn't notice. They're doing them shots.
Yep.
And third shot. Actually, third shot I'm actually going to take.
Okay.
I'm just going to...
Okay.
Fair enough.
All right, so they're all feeling a little buzz now. A little more relaxed. One of the Rodian puts his gun away. And he kind of slumps a little bit onto the bar. We're going to hold it up.
Over the Rodian.
Hey, man, you like to party, Rodian brother?
I mean, it's okay.
I pull out a little death stick, like, hey.
Oh, shit.
This all you, baby. I live to party.
How much?
Dude, no, it's all you. I'm just trying to have a good time. Ain't nobody here but us friends.
Okay.
He takes it. Wow. And
he
pops it open. Oh, he pours it into his drink. Because that's how you do death sticks. So he poured it in his drink, the one he was already working on. And he just downs that drink right there.
Yeah. Anybody else want to party with me? How about you? Come on. You guys don't want to miss out, do you?
The human is... Nah, man. No, I'm good.
Mark and Obi, maybe you could talk some sense to him. I think he wants to do a death stick.
Oh. Yeah, what? I mean, hey. Hey. Hey.
Huh.
You want to do a death stick.
Roll it.
That's a 28.
That is a success.
Great success.
So I take it personally and pour it into his drink.
Mm-hmm.
And I get close to his ear and I say, whisper, you're probably going to die tonight.
Oh, my God.
Christ.
Oh, my God.
And,
is that a dark side point?
No,
that's pretty fucked up. But the guy, he still wants to take the death stick.
He's like
trembling
the whole time. He's taking it, trying to resist it.
he drinks
this is
it.
Messed up.
And his drink. So he's had a number of drinks and some death sticks. He too, he kind of just goes and just sets his head down on the bar. And Brontosaurus is like, guys, what the fuck are you doing? What the fuck? He's like really drunk.
I go, I got this, guys. I got this.
I mean, I think we could let Willie talk to him.
Nope, I got this.
And I go up to him and I say,
you're going to come with us.
Roll a persuasion.
5.
plus? Do you have?
Nope. 5. My charisma's terrible.
No, I think I'm going to stay with my friends here at the bar. They don't look very good and they probably need my help.
I beg to differ and take my spray bottle and I shoot him in the eyes.
Oh, God.
With the alcohol?
Yeah. Damn.
Now he's like, God.
Attack roll?
Yeah. Cool. I'm going to use a force point.
Please don't hurt him. Like, don't kill him.
That's not going to kill him.
It's not going to kill him.
It's going to blind his ass temporarily.
That's a 3.
Oh.
Jesus, everything you've done has failed.
It was so cool, though.
Reroll.
You, like, hit him in you the- accidentally squirt it into his mouth.
Yeah. And he's like, party.
And yeah. There's more where that came from if you follow us to our ship.
Yeah, Brad, there's so much more partying that can come if you follow us to our ship.
Are Is you that serious? Your fourth one?
No.
Oh, not an at 20?
Oh, he critted, but the other way.
Yeah. Was it a one?
Yeah.
Oh. All those 20s had to run out sometime.
Nah, that's a 13 if he's impaired.
He's still not down, even being drunk. It's just like, I mean, listen, if my friends weren't so fucked up, I okay. might be down.
While they're talking, can I stealth the death stick into his drink?
We don't want him to die.
Yeah.
Yes.
Doesn't mean he's going to die. That stuff doesn't mean you die.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. That's so yeah, it's 33.
Yep, you stealth it into his drink.
I lean it.
Hey, man, don't be a pussy. I just finished another drink. Catch up with me, man.
Roll a persuasion for me, just because he's pretty fucked up, and he's kind of in that, like, well, me anymore.
16.
All right. He takes that other drink.
Good God.
But he's just like, all right. One more. Nice. Takes that drink. And he gets thoroughly fucked up.
Can we just carry him out?
Yeah. I'm going to get out of my chair, go over and pick him up, and like, I'm going to help my buddy out.
All right.
I'm going to overcharge both the passed out guys' blasters so the next time they pull the trigger, it blows up in their hand.
Wow. go ahead. Roll a stealth for me. Because they're both still. They're in their
28.
Brain. Yeah. He's still drunk, though. So he's like, what are you doing, man? Look and let go of my blaster.
Hey, man, no, you spilled some, your buddy puked on it. I'm just trying to clean it off for you.
Okay. And then just head back down to the bar. All right, so you guys, you've got, you got Bradosaurus.
Let's turn him in wherever we got to turn him in.
Yeah, but he's just wanted by the huts, so you could probably just take him to either, once again, that, the cantina is a place, or you could just take him to Verbach.
Hey, you guys. I kind of like drinking. It's kind of fun.
Are both these places an hour away?
This place is, yeah. But you guys got this guy fucked up.
Yeah.
So he's out for a couple hours.
Right. Just got to carry him.
You guys can always like hire a taxi or some shit.
Truth. It's good.
At like 1:30 in the afternoon from a cantina. It's a dingy. It's the Dingy Dagger. It's got a pretty low reputation. So... So you guys do that? You guys going to hire a cab to get back?
Yeah.
Or something? All right. So 20 credits gets you back to Verbach's place. You guys lug him inside, take him up to Verbach.
So we get them 20K credits?
You get 10K for him.
Oh, that's right.
10K alive. And PM15's like, cool. They're going to take him and they're gonna make sure they get their fucking money back. Huts don't fuck around. You don't fuck a hut.
Bounties are done?
Your bounties are done. At this point,
we just have the meeting,
and you guys can start on your ship.
Can we hire some additional hands?
Yeah, you guys can pay some workers at the harbor master's office to do the installs for you.
Or to help us with the installs?
Or to help you with the installs. You can hire up to 10 people.
Well, we're only 10
people
to be here
at 100 credits a day. Willie, you're up.
Is it? Did they leave?
I mean, do you not want them there? You're like, hey, stay here. I'll check you guys out back at the ship.
Yeah, feel like going to fix the ship up.
I'm not mechanically inclined. You want a buddy to hang out with?
Either way.
Wait, what are you gonna do?
Some real nerd shit.
Stay and find out, or leave. And
I mean, Mark, you could probably go back and.
I mean, I was gonna go talk to some people, get some information.
Boring.
You can probably go back and work on your script.
Back
Mark.
To the ship. I'm going
to
go.
All right. So you guys go back to the ship.
Yeah, we do.
You guys start work on the upgrades and stuff with the like 10 employees that you've hired. Remember, it's 100 credits a day for 2 days worth of work. That's 2,000 credits that you guys will pay up for that.
Trubro cool. pays it and doesn't give a fuck.
Okay. You're going to pay Same. For all of it?
No. Yep.
All right. Okay. There you go.
Wow. Thanks, Chubbro.
Thanks,
so Willie
thanks,
is talking Chubbro. To...
I love alcohol. Did I mention that, you guys?
Fair.
So I squirt 2 shots into his mouth from my spray bottle.
There you go. Thank you for clarifying where you were squirting from.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just realized that. Could have been bad.
All right, Willie. You were talking to Verbach.
How you doing, Verbach?
Good. I was going to narrate, but yeah, I'm doing good.
We've been like talking to different people,
mm-hmm.
like buying different goods around here. But one thing we haven't seen, and I know Mark wants, is some lightsaber parts.
Okay.
I don't know if you knew
well,
anybody who...
I know a few guys that were able to pick up some lightsabers and lightsaber pieces after the Battle of Rusan,
mm-hmm.
and they've been trading them and selling them on the black market. I could probably hook you up with my dude.
Nice. I'd appreciate that.
All right. All right. His name is Channeled Burn.
Channeled Burn.
Channeled. And he gives you, like, his number, his frequency number.
Okay.
So you can call him up. And he's just, you know, hey, just let him know that Verbox sent you. He'll treat you right.
All
right.
Well, step outside and bye, Verbox.
See ya.
Have a good one. Probably always, see you tomorrow.
For sure. Meeting in a few days.
Most def.
Yeah, we're going to get that spot.
I'm marking the days off.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to step outside
okay.
and give the dude a ring.
All right.
Or a beep or a
yeah.
buzz.
Yeah, something. And you just hear like a...
Hello!
Oh. Hi, is this Channeled Burn?
It is. Who is this?
Oh, this is Willie Rowe, a friend of Verbox.
Ah, yes, Verbox.
I was hoping I could meet with you to check out some of your wares.
Well, I don't really keep them on me.
Fair.
I can send you, an encryption that'll have all of the wares that I have. And you just tell me what you want, and I'll have them sent, I guess, to Verbox.
Okay. I would appreciate that.
I'll get it together and send it to you immediately.
Okay. I'll talk to you soon.
So he's going to get together at some point a list of items that you can purchase from him.
Okay.
So what are you doing after you talk to him?
I'm going to go back to the ship.
Okay.
Get down on some encyclopedia.
Okay.
Hey, Jeff.
Did he hit me back?
Yep. I'm waiting.
But did
waiting.
He? Yeah, did he
yeah,
hit me back?
Yeah, you get the list by the end of the day.
Okay. When I get it,
mm-hmm.
is Mark on the ship with me?
He's probably
crying in his bunk because you're so mean to him.
Are you crying in your bunk?
No, I am actually writing, I'm starting a script.
I'm going to knock on your door.
Come in.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, what's going on?
How's it going? You writing something?
Oh, I shuffle my papers and I cover it. Okay. Yeah, just working on some notes for something.
Okay.
It's close to the hot chest pot and like just holding on to it.
Okay. I hope it's going well.
Yeah.
I got something to
show
you.
You want to know about it? Or?
I mean, yeah, if you'll tell me. I thought you were being real secretive, so.
Yeah, I am, but I could let you in on it.
Yeah, sure.
If you can keep a secret.
I like literature.
Okay. I'm setting it up. Okay? It's going to be big. It's a script.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's real cool.
Taking the venture from acting to...
Well, I always wrote my own squips.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Oh, I didn't even see that. You wrote trans...
No, none of those. No.
Okay.
I just have squips everywhere. They never got made.
Squips?
Squip. Oh, did you just walk in the room?
I can hear you on the comm.
Oh.
They're off?
Did you turn them off?
We're on the ship.
Okay. The comm is in your ear, and it's always on.
Throw it on the ground.
Yeah, try to have a private conversation.
Anywho, enough with my boins. What you need?
Come with me.
Okay.
All right. And walk off the ship and show you the list of items. Sent this list of items from somebody who I think we should go see.
What's the list?
I mean, hand you the data pad.
And, it's a single tear forms falls down my cheek. Are you serious?
Yeah, I mean, if it all works out, then we can get you something.
Are you for wheels? I can't believe this.
Yeah, we just got to go meet the guy. He just sent me this.
This is the nicest thing anybody's ever done for me that hates me.
I don't. What? Why do you think I hate you, Mark?
Oh well, rocky relationship, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, we differ on a few key points. And our personalities.
Okay.
But I don't hate you.
Oh, man, I love you.
I mean, I respect you just because you're a Jedi.
This is awesome. This is really cool. Thank you.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
So there are a number of emitters, energy cells, and lenses on here. Ignore the crystals.
Those are not available. But there are a number of things on here that you can choose from to purchase.
Can I just notice that both y'all left the ship and to get your comlinks and just left? Like, hello? Hello? I don't know where they went.
He's making a list up of the things that you guys can buy. What are you guys, where are you going? What are y'all doing?
Do we have to meet the guy somewhere?
No, you just call him. You just call him up.
Okay. So we just went walking somewhere?
Yeah. I thought we needed to...
No, he's off planet. He's somewhere off planet.
Then can we just retcon?
Yeah, retcon. You guys don't leave the ship.
We'll just call him up.
Okay. All right, so he sends you the list, and it's got about 6 items on it. He's got a Kunda lens, which adds 1 damage, so you can hit for 1 more damage. You got a Dragite lens, that's 2 damage. And obviously, the prices go up. So you got 500, 750. And the next one's 500 is a Diadium Power Cell. Does 1 damage.
Diet Power Cell.
Okay. You got a Deflection Emitter, which adds 1 to your deflection for 600 credits.
Deflection check.
Yep. Disruption Emitter, which stuns for 2 rounds for 1,000 credits. And a Fencing Emitter, which does 1 damage for 700 credits. So you don't have to buy just one. Yeah. Now you have to buy 1 lens. The power
you
cell
only have one of each.
One of each, but you can buy it. So you can buy up to 3 things.
Yeah.
I guess, I don't know if he's buying it for you, but you can choose, I guess, what you want.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So, this is a... I can't believe this is happening. Okay. Okay. I'll take a Dwagite lens. I'll take a Dwagite lens. I'll take a Dietwum power cell and a disruption emitter.
The deflection or disruption?
Disruption.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's a 2,200.
2,200?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you call up your dude?
Yeah.
Hello!
Hey, how's it going?
Hello again.
Hey, Lamont. I would like to put in order for Dragite lens, the Diadium power cell.
Okay.
And a disruption emitter.
Okay, that'll be 2,200 credits, please.
Okay.
You can just send it to my operators. Thank you. We'll have these shipped. It will take a day or two to cross.
How much for one day? How much for the one day?
It'll be another 1,000 credits for one day shipping.
All right. 3,200 on your way.
Perfect.
On your
All right. So, and then your stuff will arrive tomorrow, which the day after tomorrow is the day that you guys meet with Furbach.
Day after tomorrow.
Day after tomorrow. So at this point, you guys continue working on the ship. So you guys get all the parts put on. In the 2 days?
I think we should, at night, after we finish working on all of our shit, we should take our homie from the shipyard for a little, just a little cruise.
Okay.
Get some booze, take him for a little cruise.
All right, so you guys...
Danger zone.
I'll fly around the planet. I won't go, in outer space.
Yeah, is there, somewhere, in the sticks we can fly and let him shoot at trees?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
It's a swamp planet. So, yeah, you're just in the... Just take him out, let him shoot stuff out in the swamps, cut down some trees... Shoots
him. Is he loving it?
He's loving it. Are you kidding me? He's flying around and he's like, fuck yeah, this is the best. Oh, you my boys.
Did you like our hardwood floors?
Super fucking sleek. You guys must have paid top dollar for this ship. It
Yo,
is
man,
dope
you should
as
check
fuck.
Out the tanning beds.
Oh shit, tanning beds, hell yeah. So he hits up the tanning beds, you guys take him around planet, you guys have a grand old time. And you land back, you guys go to sleep, and then the next morning it's day of the council meeting. Verbach has instructed you to meet him there at 8 a.m. You guys get there to his estate. He provides a small and light breakfast. And he kind of just lets you know that there'll be food throughout the day during the meeting and stuff.
Nice.
If he gets the seat.
When we're getting ready to go, I'm going to have Willie Rowe work on my hair.
Yo.
Okay.
Gus me up, bro.
Get some of that
grease.
I mean... I don't even know what would you do with that hair? It's just everywhere. Screaming infidelity.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I love the same thing.
Can't
like,
not.
I just, it was right there. It was right in the
Did I get the package?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the package arrived, I guess, the day before. So you got the lens and the emitter and the power cell for his lightsaber.
Well, do you give it to me?
Yeah.
Okay. So I open the package. And I look at him. Oh, I've done this many times. And obviously I can't.
Uh-huh.
I start trying to snap pieces together and they're not fitting.
Yeah.
Just give me a second.
That's not how that works at all.
They're just falling.
Yeah.
You know what? It's they're defective. I'll hold on to them. Don't worry about it.
All right. So you guys go meet him. You guys get all prettied up. You put on those nice clothes that you wore or bought. You recently
Bolo
bought.
I'm going to take every necklace, tooth necklace, and ear necklace I have and wrap them around one of my spears and walk in with that.
Sure.
With my three-piece suit.
Yeah.
I walk into Willie's room with the shirt. You sure?
Yeah.
I grab it. When in Rome.
Yes!
What are these zippers for my arms?
Yeah! And I just sit there doing this with them. Like, we're high-fiving.
And you got that vest on over it?
Yeah. And a bolo tie.
Yeah, the bolo tie. Yeah. All right, so you guys meet up with Vervok. You guys walk into his estate or whatever, and PN15 is there to greet you. And PN15 is like,
you guys look very nice.
I do a little turn.
He just kind of, it's kind of like looks at Kale.
Trendsetters.
Like, I feel like you may have overdressed a little bit. Seems a little too nice. You're really going to stand out. They're going to know that you're trying a little too hard.
Well, I look good.
No, hey, no doubt.
This one's for me. I did this one for me.
But it's just, you know, it's like you're trying a little too hard. Like a first date sort of thing where you try to dress too, you know.
Well, shit.
Hey, I think you look great.
Thanks. And that's all that matters.
So you guys have a small breakfast with him. And then he's like, you know, all right, let's go. He says in hoodies. And he, in PN15, and you guys head to the Capitol. Which, I mean, you guys are in the capital city. So it's just a couple blocks away. You guys get like a speeder. He just drives you over there, and you guys go in. And the map on the table is the room in which you enter.
Sweet.
The way that this building is set up, kind of where you guys are, is the front door. You guys walk in. There's a lot of people milling about around the edge of the octagon. It's two stories. There are stairs that lead up to a top ring and stuff. There's a crowd. And you guys just kind of don't get in front of the stairs because traffic. Yeah, you just park a spot around there. Those are like open walls, kind of. They're like arched. You guys can see into this huge chamber. There are five like stage areas, and they all look a little different. There's like a flag hanging behind each one, representing the five houses of the Hutt leaders. If you guys remember. One of the Hutt leaders passed away, and there's an opening. That's why Vervok is trying to claim a seat. You guys are just standing there. Vervok is with you. And there's a bunch of other Hutts that are all there from different families. You see across the way, Mardosh is there, and he kind of, you know, he gestures to y'all, and you hear him from across the room. He's like, "Hey guys, public going."
I hold up a Ziploc baggie of Bantha Butter and just and smile.
And he just nods. He's like, fuck yeah. Hell yeah. Bantha Butter. You see a bunch of other species. There's some Rodians there, some Grands, humans, Twi'leks, you name it, they're there. A couple of protocol droids like PN15 as well. A couple of minutes later, as you guys are standing just kind of waiting, the five Hutts come out, like a door kind of opens up. They all come out and they are on their little stages. That they're there. And this octagon across from the stairs is the front stage, and it's like the tallest and grandest of them all. And there is a Hutt, and she comes out. She's the leader of the Hutt Council. PM15 like whispers to you guys like
that's Numdris. Numdris. I know I've said this a couple times because you guys can't understand me ever because you're fucking idiots, but it's Numdris.
Numdress?
Numdress.
N-U-M-D-R-E-S-S.
Like, num.
Sure.
Like her face is numb?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Without a B, but yeah.
Numb nuts. Got it.
Numdress. She's the leader of the Hutt Council. So Numdress. If there's anybody in here you need to be respectful to, most definitely her.
Well, Looking at you, Mark.
The platform to the right of her, or to our right, right here. You'll see that's the one who passed away. That was Munster the Hutt. He's the one who passed away. So that's the spot that our boy here is going to try and grab. Next to him, to his right, that's Beaufort the Hutt. Across the way from him, you guys may recognize her. That's Gargonzola.
Aww.
You guys remember her? We met her like a couple days ago on Nar Shaddaa.
Yeah.
The dude next to her, that's Gouda.
Why are all these names like cheese?
They are cheeses.
They are Gorgonzola, cheese. Gouda, literally. Munster.
Numdris was named before we went with the cheese thing.
Uh-huh.
All right, so Numdris, she comes forward to like a microphone-like sort of thing or whatever, and she addresses the crowd. And she's like, you know,
thank you all so much for coming.
Ugh, like silk.
To begin our meeting today, we have an opening. Any hut who think that they should hold this spot, if any hut thinks that they should hold this spot, need to present themselves now.
So Verbok, he goes down into the center. There's like two other huts that go with him. PN15 lady's like, hold on, this is him. Let him do his thing. So she looks down on them and she just is like,
we'll just go down the line. Verbok, come up to me and make your case.
He slithers forward up to her and they begin to speak in Huttese, and he tells her about the Logue Dagger and how he believes that he has shown through taking out the Sirocco gang on Nar Shaddaa that he thinks he should have the spot on the council. At that point, there's a lot of like murmuring and stuff around the crown stuff. All he has it with him, and he like holds it up to her to show it to her. And again, like, you know, everyone's just kind of like wanting to get a glimpse of it because it's a pretty well-known artifact. And she seems very impressed, and she says thank you, and he begins to he like bows to her. When he bows to her, the lights go out. You guys hear a crack.
Uh-oh.
Of a blaster.
Wasn't me.
There's some gasps and stuff as people start to, like, you know, oh shit, what's going on? The lights come back up. Verbok is over her body, and Numdris is dead.
To be continued next time on 8-Bit Saga Presents Shadow of the Old Republic.